So,
I don't have my thing on, but y'all can hear me. The question I have for y'all this week is, how many of y'all, this is different in our house, how many of y'all like part twos in movies? Anybody think of a movie that you like a part two? I like Home Alone part two. But
Spider-Man 2.
Annabelle seems to be like a part two person. Like, what you gonna say? Yeah, I hate that she likes the Lion King part two. I'm like, there never needs, there's only one Lion King. Oh my goodness. Okay, so I bet you'll say this. If there's a movie that you like a part two, you have some reason, right? That you feel like there needs to be a part two, right? So some reason. So what I want to show you today as a read through the Gospel of John is that you didn't know it, but we finished part one last time. And now we're starting part two. So the Gospel of John starts in chapter 1, the first part, and it ends in chapter 12. That's where we just ended. And then chapters 13 to 21 are part two. So the question is, why did John's Gospel, why does his story have a part two? Why do you think there needs to be part two? So, thankfully, he tells us in the very first verse, okay? Just going to read one verse. Everybody listen. Chapter 13, verse 1. Now, before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come, that he would depart out of this world to the Father, and listen to these two loves. Having loved his own who are in the world, he loved them to the end. Two loves, right? Having loved his own who are in the world, he loved them to the end. So let me give you an analogy. How many of y'all know that your mother's love you? I think probably you would say yes. And did you know that your mom loved you when you were in her tummy? I bet she probably didn't eat certain things or did eat certain things. Probably even like woke up at certain times because you were ready to wake up. Probably all kinds of little things she did to love you. But do you know when she loved you the most? When her hour came. When she had to actually give birth to you and bring you into this world. And in the same way, what John is saying in the first half of the Gospel of John, Jesus loved his disciples pretty much like a mom loves her children while they're in her tummy. But that wasn't enough love. That wouldn't have helped us. He had to, just like a mother endures the pains of childbirth, if she's going to actually bring us into the world, my mom did too. My mom's here. And in the same way, Jesus had to endure the pains of the cross if he was going to bring us into the next world. So, you could sum up the first half of the Gospel of John like this. Jesus loves you very much. That's what we see in the first half. But John needed to tell part two. And that's because part two is going to say, Jesus loves you this much. As we say, he loves you this much, this much, this much, this much. One way of thinking of the cross as Jesus is hanging on the cross is that he loves you this much. And so that's why there's a part two to the Gospel of John. And what that means is for the whole next half of the Gospel, we're going to be talking about the cross again and again and again and again and again. So, Get ready for it. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that you not only sent Christ into the world, but you gave us a book to wrestle with our emotions and calls us to consider the love of Christ. And I pray for these kids that they would be able to see what I see, that they would even be able to see more than what I see, and that they would trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.